Bible reading is Psalm number 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is with her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. It is his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done. The desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us, the God of Jacob. Is our fortress. Reverend Winston will bring us a message from God's Word.
Thank you, Jeanette. Good morning, CCC. Welcome to church. Glad to have you here. Let me encourage you to have your Bibles open at Psalm 46. And please join me for a word of prayer as we come to God's Word. Let's pray. Oh God, we come before you in whatever issues we have in our life, and we pray and ask you, Lord, to come and draw near to us now and feed us, Lord. Feed us your word and show us who you are. Show us your glory and your strength, Lord. Show us that you are a God that we can truly trust in. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're in an isolated area of South Dakota in the United States. There is a massive piece of land where there are, I think, 575 bunkers. And they're able to house up to 5,000 people and protect them from bombs and protect them from nuclear threat. The facility is pretty incredible, actually. It's off the grid, so it's got its own power supply. So even if the city's, the country's power supply is gone, it's got its own unique power supply. It has an indefinite water supply pumped from deep in the artesian water. And there's a thick steel concrete blast doors in all the bunkers. And each bunker is equipped with high-tech ventilation system that's able to keep the air pure and recycle the air, keep it pure and the water pure as well. Or for the low cost of $35,000 with a $1,000 upkeep every year. And apparently last year, because of COVID, the sales of these bunkers increased 500%. And the inquiries increased 2,000% because people were worried. Do we need to isolate ourselves to that extent, to protect ourselves to that degree? And some people thought, yes, we do. Now, there are plenty of troubles in this world apart from COVID, and we all experience troubles in our life. And the question I want to ask you, first of all, is where do you turn to when you're in trouble? Where do you turn to when you need help? Well, Psalm 46 tells us that we can turn to God for help. We can trust in him when we are in trouble. Why? Well, it's because God is our refuge and our strength and an ever-present help in trouble. That's what it says in verse 1. And it says something similar in verses 4 and 7. It says in those verses, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. God is a fortress. He is like a bunker when the bombs start dropping in our lives. I don't mean literal bombs, but the bombs of life. The times in our lives when we need a refuge, we need protection, and we need peace. There are external bombs of danger, injustice, violence, abuse, diseases and viruses and disasters from economic pressures and uncertainty. There's the external bombs of life, and there's also the internal bombs of life. You know, the times when we are anxious within us, the times of we're so uncertain about our future, the trauma from our past perhaps, and we suffer from our past, the mental battles within ourselves. And as a pastor for a number of years, one thing I know is one thing that we all struggle with is our self-identity. All of us struggle with that. Some of us, it's an issue of pride. For some of us, it's an issue of low self-esteem. For some of us, we want to be important. For some of us, we long to be loved. We all have those internal bombs in our life. And what Psalm 46 wants to tell us is that we can turn to God. Whenever those bombs come at us, we can turn to God. God is our refuge and our strength and an ever-present help in trouble. We can rely upon him. Now, sometimes people, because they don't know where else to find help, try and find a refuge in a wrong place. Sometimes they turn to escape into alcohol or drugs. Some people consume themselves in their work or even in ministry because those things are easy or easier than all the troubles that they might have at home. And we can turn to the wrong places to look for a refuge, to look for help. But Psalm 46 says we can go to God. We can truly go to God. We can rely upon him. He can be a real refuge for us. Why? Why can we trust in God? Because God is our refuge. He is our strength, not just our physical strength when, you know, when we're tired and sick and weak, when our joints ache and we get older and weary. He is our physical strength, but he is also our emotional strength, our psychological strength, and he is our spiritual strength. He is our refuge and strength, and he is an ever-present help in trouble. In other words, when trouble comes our way, God is reachable. He is near. He's always near. He's nearby for us to reach him. He's ready to help us when we're in trouble, and he's ready to be a fortress for us when those bombs come at us. And that is the constant refrain of Psalm 46. Now, in verses 2 and 3, have a look there. The psalmist gives us a picture of some of the troubles of life. And this is a picture of great trouble. It says there, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. When do you hear the language? This is a picture of a great disaster, a great earthquake has taken place, and the earth is giving way, the mountains falling into the sea, the ocean roaring and surging, the mountains quaking. It's a devastating picture. Now, if you've ever been out in the ocean on a rough, choppy day, then you get a bit of a glimpse of the power and the ferocity of the ocean. I remember the first time I went surfing. My mate Mick took me out one early morning at DY Beach, He gives me a few lessons on land and says, come with me, grab the board. He gave me one of his spare boards. Come with me. I start paddling out. I paddle for a couple of minutes. And I'm paddling and going, man, it's getting rough, Mick. And I'm starting to worry because I'm not a very good swimmer, right? And so we're paddling. And all of a sudden, I see this big, huge wave. It's coming at me. It's very quick. And then all of a sudden, I didn't know what to do. He told me to duck, but I was too late. And bam. The wave hits me and smashes me off the board, and I just tumble in the water. I'm holding my breath, It's like, I'm like, you know, some shorts in a washing machine, right? And I'm just struggling. I don't know. I'm just totally powerless in this wave. It seemed forever. I thought I was going to die. But finally, there's relief. I get up. I take a breath, but then bam, I get hit again, and I'm going in. I'm going, I'm going to die here. Somehow, well, actually, I know how. I just barely made it out alive because my mate Mick saved me and he pushed me out to the shore, and I got back alive. Now, that's just a mini version of what this psalm is describing, the power of the ocean, right? Most of us will remember the tsunamis in Indonesia and in Japan, where this earthquake has taken place deep in the ocean, and this great mass of powerful water just comes crashing into the land and just rips everything up in front of it and just takes this. It's devastating. It's scary stuff. And this is the picture that is presented to us in Psalm 46, a picture of devastation. But yet the psalmist tells us here, we need not fear. We need not fear. Notice he's not saying we won't have trouble. Yes, there is trouble. Yes, there is devastation all around us in life. There will be trouble and suffering in our lives. But when they come, when the earth gives way, when the waters roar and foam, we need not fear. Why? Because God is our refuge and he is our strength. He is more powerful than the earthquakes and the tsunamis. God is stronger, more powerful, because God is the creator. He made everything. He made the world. So in sharp contrast to this devastating, chaotic waters that were presented in verses 2 and 3, the psalmist takes us to a very different picture in verse 4. Have a look there. He says in verse 4, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. So the psalmist takes us from the devastating waters to this tranquil river within a city. It's the city of God. It's Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. And he's saying to us, here in this city of Jerusalem, the city of God, it's a safe place. You know, outside, it's crazy. It's devastating. The mountains are tumbling down. But here, it's safe. It's calm. The waters are peaceful here. It is a refuge from the outside world. Now, did you see why he's so confident? Why he says we can be safe in this city? The first reason is because God is near. He's an ever-present help in this city. He says in verse 5, God is within her. God is near. God is here with us. He dwells in this city, and God is with us in this city. So if God is with us, who can be against us? What can be against us? What can overcome us? Nothing, because God is with us. God is near. So even when the nations, like the waters, rage, and the kingdoms, like the mountains, are falling, Jerusalem will not fall. So the psalmist says, since we are in this city, we're safe because God is near. That's the first thing. But the second reason why we can trust in God in this city is because God is the strongest. He has supremacy over everything. So we're told in verse 6, he lifts his voice and the earth melts. In verse 8, he brings desolations on the earth. In verse 9, we're told that God makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. God is the strongest. He is supreme over creation, and he is supreme over this world, supreme over all armies, supreme over all the nations of this world. God is the strongest. The psalmist is saying the armies, they might look frightening. They've got their spears and swords and their shields. They've got their weapons. But look at the might of and power of God. He doesn't need a weapon. He speaks, and out of his voice comes great power. Great devastation comes from his voice. God is the strongest. And it's in this context of, this great, fearful outside world, not just natural disasters, but armies coming against the people of God, coming against Israel, that God actually speaks. In this psalm, he speaks in verse 10. He enters into this chaotic world and he says these words: "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." That is God who is speaking. He's telling us, be still. Now, who is he speaking to here? Who is God speaking to here in verse 10? Is he talking to the nations that are raging against Israel? Be still. Know that I'm in control. I'm the king. Or is he saying to Israel, be still and be calm and know that I'm with you? Who's he talking to here? I think it's a bit tricky. It could be both. And I want to say I'm happy to have both. You know, it's God whose voice is booming into the world. And to those who oppose God and his people, he's saying to them, be still. You're not more powerful. I am. I'm exalted in this earth. I am the king of this world. And to God's people, he's saying, be still. I'm with you. I am your strength in this situation. The armies come at you, but I'm here with you. You're going to be okay. I will protect you. You can trust in me. I will be a refuge in your danger. Now, hopefully you can see that the context of this psalm is a situation where the city of Jerusalem is being attacked. That's how I see it. And there is, it's kind of like a song to give the people courage in this time. And you might remember a time in the Old Testament history, in Israel's history, when Israel was under attack by the powerful Assyrian army. They were the great superpower of the day. Israel had declined greatly, and Assyria was the new superpower, and they came against Israel and they crushed all the cities of Israel. Many cities fell at the might of Assyria, and then they came to the capital city, the city of God, Jerusalem. This is where the temple is. This is where God dwells. And Hezekiah, the king at the time, he was threatened by the commander of the Assyrian army. Don't trust in your God. Don't trust that God will be a refuge for you. He can't save you. Look what we have done to your nation. You throw down your arms now and give up. But what happens? Hezekiah repents of his idolatry and he comes before God in repentance and he asks God, God, protect us. And God does protect Jerusalem. And Jerusalem does not fall because God was their refuge. God was their strength, their ever-present help in that time of trouble. Now, here in Sydney, Australia, how do we apply Psalm 46 in our day and age? I mean, it's kind of easy for us to be still and not fear, because we live in the city of Sydney, right? This is a great city. It's so safe. I mean, our country is so safe compared to the rest of the world. What's happened? We've handled the government has handled the coronavirus so well. And, you know, our economy seems to be pretty healthy. We can feel safe in a city like Sydney. But we shouldn't put our confidence in our city. This is what happened to Israel when they put their confidence in the city and not in God. Sometime later, Assyria was crushed by a new empire. It was the Babylonian Empire. And the Babylonian Empire took over everything at that time. And then they came at Jerusalem. And the people forgot that it was God who protects them. And they put their trust in the city. Our walls are going to hold firm. And we're going to repel the enemy. But what happened? The Babylonian Empire crushed the city. And the walls became rubble. And what was left at the end? A remnant of God's people survived, and they were exiled into the land of Babylon. Our confidence is not in the city. Our confidence is in our God. Psalm 46 reminds us we should turn to God in our trouble, because he is the one who can be our refuge and strength. He is near. He is the strongest. So where do you place your confidence? Is it in this city? Is it in your job? Is it in your own strength, your wealth, your intelligence, your looks, your personality? Where do you place your confidence? Do you think that you have the strength in yourself to fight the battles on your own? And maybe that's what you're trying to do in your life. Well, if that's you, God says, stop, be still, and know that you're not in control. I am the king. I will be exalted. Come, put your trust in me, not in yourself, not in this city, but in me. Or perhaps you feel that your life, the world around you, externally and within you, is turmoil and trouble. You're feeling the struggle. And perhaps within you, you're feeling weary and anxious. Well, where is your refuge? Is it running away and denying that these problems aren't real? Is it trying to escape to something else? Is it trying to block it out and becoming busy so you don't have to think about these troubles? Is it trying to drown them out with other things? Well, for us who stand on this side of the cross, I want to remind all of us, we have an even richer understanding, a richer sense of where we can find our confidence, a refuge and strength that has been given to us where death and sin has been defeated. Jesus, our Redeemer, has died on the cross and rose from the dead, and he has redeemed us by his own blood. He is our refuge and strength. He is our Savior. Jesus says to us, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Are you anxious about anything in your life right now? Are you worried? Are you weary? Are you troubled? Jesus says to you, come to me. Come to me. Let me be your peace. Let me be your refuge. Let me be your strength. Let me take the heavy burdens of your heart and mind off you. Let me carry you in this hard time. I am near. Come to me. You see, Jesus came to us so that we can come to him. We can trust in this Savior. He is a loving and strong Savior, and he is taking us to a much better city than even Sydney is, isn't he? A city where God will dwell amongst his people forever. We will be his people and he will be our God forever, where there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. That is the city. A city where flowing through that city is this river, the river of life that never stops flowing, and where we will never thirst again. God is with us in this city because Jesus died and he rose and he ascended, and now he is exalted, sitting on the throne of God forever. He is our refuge. He is our strength. And Jesus, the King, says to us, come. Come to me, and I will be your help forever and ever. Let's pray. Oh God, we love you. We thank you so much, God, for loving us so much, for being such a wonderful, great, and real and strong help in our life. Thank you that you saved us when we could not save ourselves. You were our strength when we were too weak. Thank you for giving us a perfect, once and for all salvation through your Son, Jesus. Thank you that we can look forward to a perfect, great city where we will always be safe because we will always be with you. Thank you for making that way for us through your Son. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.